On the February 14th edition of WNA's Best Seat in the House, Jed and Joey talked about whether Sean Singletary's play affects his Virginia teammates. They also pondered if he is doing too much and took listener calls to see what fans think.
Sean Singletary is the biggest reason why Virginia came back and beat Arizona. Not the sole reason, but clearly the biggest reason why Virginia didn't just beat, but bombarded Gonzaga by 25. The biggest reason why the Cavaliers beat Maryland at home. He made the game-winning shot against Duke. Sean Singletary is Virginia's all-everything player. And I'm concerned. For a lot of reasons. Because he has to be Virginia's all-everything player. And to a certain degree, because he wants to be Virginia's all-everything player. There's a good part of that, and there's a bad part. And the bad part is Sean Singletary trying to do too much? And does that concern you? If he's trying to do too much too often, can he end up hurting his basketball team? 977-1070. Joey and I will dive in just a minute, but your phone calls here. Any females that call in tonight, you'll automatically win a month's subscription to the Saber Edge, all the exclusive content from thesaber.com. You can give it to hubby or boyfriend or brother or father, or keep it as your
favorite.
Put it in a locket.
Keep it.
And wrap it around your neck. 977-1070. Shay is back with us on line one. Shay, thanks for calling back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to
you. Thank you. So what do you think, this whole Sean Singletary thing? Are we making a mountain out of a molehill, or is there a concern here for you as well?
I think there's a concern. I think it's a double-edged sword, Jed. I'm concerned that he's starting to play a little more inconsistently, and it's kind of like last year. I think he plays really hard, and I agree with you completely. I think he is everything to UVA. But is he working too hard? Do you think he's interested in leaving early and going pro? Does he have one foot out the door, you know?
This is all really good stuff, Shay, really good stuff. And I'm not quite sure I have answers to all those questions. I will say this. I feel like, Shay, part of it is that he feels like he has to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it seems to be willing. He wants to play this game. He likes freelancing. He likes a little bit of sort of hip-hop basketball, doing things on his own, a little bit of glitz, a little bit of sizzle to his steak, pointing at the camera, putting the three fingers in the air after making a three. That's the stuff that really concerns me, because that's a mentality or an attitude thing.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with his heart, too. It's in the game. I mean, I think, you know, he's definitely an incredible player, and you know, my hat is off to him with just the incredible year that he's had. But you know, that we have to have some other players on the team that we can rely on.
Yeah, and Shay,
I think he does have that attitude, and
right.
that's what kind of concerns me, and that's why I'm posing this question. Do you think he's considering going early? Have you seen any scouts in the crowd at JPJ?
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
I mean,
there are scouts littered about every ACC game, but especially Virginia with a guy like Singletary.
There you go.
And I can tell you, we had Bendy Alessandro in here the other day from thesaber.com, Shay. He's a former ACC assistant basketball coach. He talks to NBA scouts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to one the other day who loves Singletary and sees him as a first-round talent.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right. With that heart and those skills, that's a great package.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to take up, isn't it?
Indeed.
And Singletary said all the right things publicly, but it's different when an NBA team comes along in May and makes you a promise.
Sure. Absolutely.
We shall see, and we'll see how it's reflected in his play the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Thanks, Shay. Good phone call.
Thank you.
That's Shay with us on line one. That gets the discussion started, and a bunch of really good points by her. 977-1070. All females, but calling all fops, but especially the F-fop. The female fop who can win the month to the Saber Edge just by calling in tonight. 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Just because Singletary has said all the right things publicly about I'm a four-year guy, degree matters, family wants me here at UVA, that's all well and good and probably true. But it doesn't mean there's not a little birdie floating around in the back of his mind. That's only human.
Oh, and as you said, you never know when you get towards the spring and guys are saying, hey, man, we're going to take you in the first round if you declare. Hey, man. Hey, man,
is one promise
and that's,
by one
and that's
team.
Fine, and I don't think the discussion necessarily is centered around that kind of thing, though I think it plays into it, in the idea that maybe he...
Style.
It involves the way that he's deciding to play as of late. I think what concerns me the most, though, is his apparent distrust of his teammates in certain situations and his frustration with his teammates. And, you know, not that quarterbacks and point guards are of the same lot, but... quarterbacks, when if they throw it over to their number one or their number two receiver and he doesn't catch the ball a couple times in a row, they're going to stop going to him.
Right.
And if you're Sean Singletary and you're going through your progression as you drive down the lane, you see Deonte open on the right on the perimeter and he misses two consecutive shots. I don't know how frequently you're and how confident you are going back to him. If you drop it down low to Lars and he turns over the ball, I think maybe you're just going to take that shot yourself when you're in the lane, and maybe that leads to a turnover, maybe it leads to 2 points, who knows, but
it's a checklist.
More frequently lately, it's led to turnovers.
You have a grocery list of points of emphasis that the coaching staff gives you, and you go down that little checklist, and when they're unfulfilled, the third or fourth point on that checklist is you. Or yourself,
well, for Singletary,
and then that becomes number one.
For Singletary, it's often number one because he's given the opportunity to freelance a little bit within this system.
Well,
no shot that he takes is a bad shot.
And he has to be given a ton of freedom within this offense because of the plays that he can make and because of the limitations around him. But it also creates a sense of he can do whatever he wants to, a little bit of carte blanche, and maybe a little bit less trust because he doesn't have to trust because he doesn't have to go through those progressions. He can freelance when he wants to. And that's the other issue, too, is, okay, well, if he doesn't trust in those guys going to trust in him? And are they going to overthink things? If I'm Mamadi Diani, and I know that Sean Singletary early in the game kicks out to me twice, and I miss those shots, am I out of the game? Mentally, am I psyching myself out because my point guard may not come to me again?
And we didn't really address this after the Duke game, though we had a number of calls, people calling in, expressing their concern over Singletary's glare that he kind of gave the camera, the ESPN camera after that game.
Right after the shot.
And some people said, you know, that's the mark of a great competitor, of a very, very talented player who just hit, you know, possibly the shot of his career thus far, and he's just fired up. And other people said that's overconfidence,
it's a sign of something
bigger.
It's a
sign of something deeper.
Is it just a snapshot, or is it a microcosm of a macrocosm?
Right.
That's the issue here. 977-1070, 977-1070. Okay, let's talk about trust. If you're Singletary, or if you're a Virginia basketball fan, don't you trust the ball in Singletary's hands more than anybody else? I mean, we can talk about Singletary needs to give it up, needs to go through progressions and all that stuff, but if you weigh the options here, even if Singletary's taking a tough shot or penetrating the lane, do you trust Virginia's system with the ball in his hands more than any other option? Adrian Joseph, Jason Kane, whatever.
I'd rather J.R. Reynolds have the ball right now.
Well, sure. But you know, it's not going to be there all the time.
Right.
And at the same time, Sean Singletary's your point guard and your facilitator. Would you rather he consistently facilitate for others and think about them first, or consistently facilitate for himself because he's that kind of talent?
You know, it's funny because earlier in the year we kept saying Singletary was, you know, at times playing that he wasn't necessarily a role player at certain points early in the season, but he would step back and he'd play the two for a little while.
Right.
And they'd just be trying to get him some shots. And we kept saying Sean Singletary needs to play like a star. He needs to play
gotta
like
have
a star.
The ball.
He needs
take
to
over.
He's got to have the ball. And then now that he has the ball, we're saying, is that too much? Is he given too much?
There's a fine line, and there's never a perfect compromise. But you're right. You know, when he struggled in the second half at Maryland at about the 10-minute mark, which always, by the way, seems to be about the wall that he hits, and it goes back to your point. He goes through progressions. He goes down that checklist. And when options 1, 2, and 3 on the checklist, which are pretty shaky options, don't pay off for him and don't pay off for the team, he can pretty easily quit on those options. And that usually happens if you time it out in the first, let's say, 5 to 8 minutes of a half. Especially the second half when you really hit panic mode. Oh my gosh, this isn't working. Time's running out. We're losing. We got to change things in a hurry.
I've got to get us back in this ballgame.
I've got to go. And it's usually around that 12 to 8 minute mark where he sort of hits that mental block, changes his mentality, and that's when takeover mode starts. And sometimes it works, but when it doesn't, it's a turnover or a bad shot or a destructive play waiting to happen. I look at that Maryland game in the second half between the 12 minute mark and about the 6 minute mark. I hate to say this, he darn near killed that basketball team.
Yeah,
he was handing off live turnovers to Maryland for layups because he said, you know what, our offense is broke down, busted in the second half. It's got to be me. I'm taking it all upon myself. And when that didn't work, he didn't go to any other option, and Virginia found itself in a world of trouble and was lucky to survive.
But the question is, does that become a larger problem? You know, have you missed points where he's taken over a game, like in the beginning of the Gonzaga game, and he made all those shots, and you said, okay, great, Sean.
Well, and the question with that is, can you win the Gonzaga game if he doesn't take it over that way? That's where you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Almost loses you the game at Maryland by doing that, but do you win the Gonzaga game? Do you win the Arizona game if he doesn't think like that? Damn if you don't.
Right. Yeah, the thing I look at is the Virginia Tech game, and Virginia was going to lose that game from the start. I mean, Virginia Tech came out just firing. But if you look at the way that Seth Greenberg game plan Virginia.
Yep.
And the way that he really wanted their help defense to be quicker to the lane when Singletary or Reynolds was penetrating. That's the way teams are going to be playing Virginia from now on. That's the way a number of teams have tried to play them, but Virginia Tech did it very, very effectively.
Right.
What does that do? Okay, they set up the wall, as Greenberg said, and either John Singletary gets off a very difficult shot where he hopes a foul is called, and more frequently than not on the road this year it has not been called.
Sure.
Or he turns the ball over, or he kicks it out to a player that maybe he doesn't have the confidence in.
And then he goes away from that when that player doesn't step up and hit a shot on the road. Why does a team defend Singletary and Reynolds that way? Because Seth Greenberg and Jamon Gordon, Joey, and Virginia Tech respect the heck out of Singletary and Reynolds. It's not that they disrespect Bidiani, Joseph, and Kane, though they don't respect them at the level of Singletary and Reynolds.
It's a prove-it-to-me kind of thing.
Right. It's an understanding that, you know what, Virginia doesn't trust these guys. So we're not going to lean on them. If we don't think Virginia trusts in these guys or Virginia's playmakers trust in these guys, why should we guard them? Prove to us you trust in them, and then we'll trust in you that you actually mean what you're talking about.
And as Virginia runs their motion offense, the people are starting to figure out where their picks set in the low block and players are coming off those picks towards the perimeter. If it's a Sean Singletary or a J.R. Reynolds, no matter what, the defense is going to grind down on them and step
up and
step up to them. But if it's a Deani or a Joseph, it's a prove it to me. Sure. Hit two of these, and then I'll step up to you. Otherwise, I'm hanging down towards Singletary or Reynolds.
And it's not just prove to me you can hit a jump shot. It's prove to me, Singletary, that you're willing to consistently pass the ball to that guy.
Right.
Do you really trust him? I don't believe that you really trust him. 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Here were some of Sean Singletary's lowlights in the second half at Virginia Tech. Second possession of the second half, quick three-pointer in transition, no offensive rebounds, empty trip going the other way. And here we go, right about 13 minutes or so, right down to about 4 or 5 minutes, that second part of the second half when Virginia and Singletary hit that mental wall and a mental switch flips there. 13:40, Virginia down 20, Singletary stripped on a drive through a double team down the lane.
Yep.
12:54, Singletary runs over Gordon, offensive foul on an over rotation. 8:40, Singletary transition three, no offensive rebounds, nobody gets back, long rebound leads to a Vasayo three. 4:35, Singletary turnover, again a bad pass into a double team off the dribble where he throws the ball away. And then at the 4:11 mark, a bad inbounds pass where he's trying to hit Reynolds and throws the ball away.
Did he have four turnovers in the game?
He had five, and all of them were in the second half,
okay,
I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe one in the first half, but at least four of the five in the second half, and all of them in that little bushel, that little pocket of 7 or 8 minutes where he gets flustered, and suddenly there's just not the trust factor in the other guys that there was earlier in the game, and he gets in takeover mode. And again, this gets back to the blessing and the curse. Sean Singletary takeover mode is a beautiful and a terrible thing.
He's a rhythm player.
At the same time for Virginia basketball. 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Every female call tonight, month of the Saber Edge from the Saber.com. I think we should go to him next.
I don't want to put out the wrong message here.
No.
Sean Singletary is a very talented player. He's a very gritty player. He puts more heart into the game than a whole lot of players combined.
How many times have we said, and did we say right off the top, that he's the reason Virginia's where it is?
Right. There have been times recently when he needs to take a look and step a little bit back towards the system, I think, anyway.
It's ridiculous
the way he's been playing.
For us not to qualify Sean Singletary's value to the program. He's the reason Virginia is where it is. He's arguably the team's MVP. At the same time, Joey, what we're talking about now is not just how Virginia got to where it is, but how they take the next step in late February
and
early March and become a better basketball team that's customized to succeed in the ACC and NCAA basketball tournaments. And that's where the Singletary discussion comes into play. But there's no denying value. Now it's just how to polish it, where he absolutely is doing the right thing every time. Because remember, he doesn't just maximize himself. He makes everybody around him better or worse, depending on the way he's thinking and playing. We'll keep it right here. We've got a call on the way, 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Yeah, I almost feel a little bit ridiculous criticizing Sean Singletary. If you had told me 3 months ago, in mid-February, you and Mancini will be criticizing Singletary because Virginia's 8-3 in the league and a 6 seed in Lunardi's latest bracket. We'd take it, and then some. Nelson on line one. Hey, Nelson.
This is Nelson Kane. I'd just like to say that in defense of Sean Singletary, we really don't seem to have an inside scorer yet, do we?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, that's why Virginia's in hot pursuit of Patrick Patterson or Ed Davis. If there was an inside scorer, Sean Tank Singletary would be much better than he is even right now. And think about when Sean Singletary gets to the NBA, and there is a Kevin Garnett or an Amari Stoudemire or a Tim Duncan. Can you imagine how good he'll be when he has real help inside? He doesn't have any help right now. This guy is an incredible individual player, considering all that is asked of him and all that's incumbent upon him.
Right.
You know? Thanks, Nelson. That's okay. Nelson on one. More of your phone calls, 977-10. I mean, imagine that. Imagine if Virginia, imagine, just daydream for a second, that Patrick Patterson chooses Virginia and Sean Singletary stays in school one more year. And Patterson's as good as advertised as an inside force at the power forward position. Are you kidding me? Singletary will be even better next year, not only because he's a year older and year wiser, but just having the extra dimension and the extra trust factor inside.
Yep.
977-1070, we'll go to break and we'll hear from Sean Singletary, my conversation with a third-year point guard after yesterday's game against Longwood. That's next. This is the Wednesday, Valentine's Day edition of The Best Seat in the House, presented by Churchill Homes. Coming right back, love.